أربعة للبودكاست.
Have you ever wondered how it is that some people seem to have enough time to do it, everything that they want to, whereas others are always rushing from task to task and never seem to finish anything? It cannot just be that some people have less to do. It's much more likely that they are using their time more effectively. In other words, showing good time management skills. Hello, this is Hanan Dahri and welcome to Skill Up Startup Podcast produced by Arba Network for Podcasts. Do you ever feel like there is not enough time in the day? We all get the same 24 hours. So why do some people seem to achieve more with their time than others? The answer, good time management. But what is time management? Time management is the ability to use your time productively and efficiently. You could also think of it as the art of having time to do everything that you need without feeling stressed about it. It sounds simple, but it's much harder in practice. So, time management is the process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between different activities. Get it right, and you will end up working smarter, not harder, to get more done in less time, even when time is tight and pressures are high. The highest achievers manage their time well, and by using mind tools, time management, resources, you too can make the most of your time. So starting right now. Managing your time effectively is an important professional skill to develop. Organizing your tasks each day helps you complete work on time, prioritize your projects, and communicate your progress to supervisors and colleagues. Having strong time management skills can ultimately lead to accomplishing key goals and advancing in your career. Annie Dillard, in her book The Writing Life, said, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing. Schedule defends from chaos and whim." This quote summarizes how human conceptualize time and how we can develop skills and schedules to maximize productivity and achieve our goals. In fact, good time management can lead to a healthy and balanced lifestyle that may manifest as reducing stress, increasing energy, achieving goals more efficiently, prioritizing what's important, accomplishing more in less time, reducing procrastination, boosting confidence, and getting further in your career or education. What about entrepreneurship and time management? Time is money for entrepreneurs. Yes, this is the rule. Despite its importance, 55% of entrepreneurs work more than 50 hours a week. This grueling schedule contributes to burnout, with 68% of entrepreneurs reporting symptoms. Effective time management is a cornerstone of successful entrepreneurship. By effectively prioritizing tasks and maximizing productivity, entrepreneurs can reduce stress, concentrate on core business activities, and increase company growth. This is especially crucial when managing multiple responsibilities. As a busy entrepreneur juggling various responsibilities, time management becomes the ultimate key to success. Effectively managing time ensures increased productivity, reduced stress, and a better work-life balance. However, mastering the art of time management can be challenging, considering the countless demands on your plate. Next, we will share some powerful time management strategies that will empower you to seize control of your day and propel your business to new heights. So stay tuned. First strategy is to set clear goals and prioritize tasks. Time management begins with setting clear, specific, and achievable goals. Determine what you want to accomplish in both the short and long term, and break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. Prioritize these tasks based on their importance and urgency. And try to use tools like to-do lists or productivity apps to keep track of your priorities and progress. Second strategy is plan and schedule your day. Creating a well-thought-out daily schedule is vital for busy entrepreneurs. So try to allocate time for each task, considering your energy levels and peak productivity periods. Be realistic in your planning and include buffer time for unexpected interruptions or delays. An organized schedule will keep you focused and on track throughout the day. Third strategy is learn to delegate. Yes, delegating tasks is important skill for entrepreneurs. While it's natural to feel the need to control everything in your business, taking on too much can lead to burnout. So identify tasks that can be delegated to capable team members or outsource it. This is not only lightens your workload, but also allows others to grow and contribute to the business's success. Fourth tip or strategy is to embrace the two-minute rule. Adopted from productivity expert David Allen, the two-minute rule advises tackling any task that takes 2 minutes or less immediately. Responding to a quick email, making a short phone call, or scheduling a brief meeting can be done right away. Saving time is the long run. By following this rule, you prevent small tasks from piling up and becoming overwhelming. Other strategy is to practice the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique is a time management method that enhances focus and productivity. It involves breaking work into intervals, typically 25 minutes long, followed by a short break. After completing 4 intervals, take a more extended break. This approach combats burnout, minimizes distractions, and promotes a healthy work rate. The next advice or strategy is to avoid multitasking. Contrarily to popular belief, multitasking does not make you more productive at all. It hampers your efficiency. Jumping between tasks divides your focus and prevents you from performing at your best. Instead, concentrate on one task at a time. Complete it and then move on to the next. You will find that this method improves the quality of your work and saves time. The next strategy is to take advantage of automation. It's no secret that automation is changing the game for entrepreneurs. In fact, according to the survey conducted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Tenio, about 99% of small businesses use artificial intelligence tools. Furthermore, 40% said they used generative AI tools such as chatbots and image creation. The reason should be obvious. Automating repetitive tasks like social media posting, email marketing, and customer service can save time and money. Besides saving time, automation also reduces the risk of human error, streamlines communication, and enhances customer services. For example, ChatGPT provides detailed response to customer inquiries, understands natural language, and automates the process of addressing customer inquiries. Also, there is Gasper. They generates engaging content, which saves time and effort. And it's beneficial for startups with limited resources. Another tip is to keep your focus and manage interruptions. You don't want interruptions to kill your productivity. After all, distractions can ruin even the best laid plans, whether unexpected meetings, constant notifications, or last-minute requests. As such, develop strategy to deal with interruptions and stay focused. There is some tips to help you stay focused, such to set boundaries. Yes, share your calendar with your team to let them know your do not disturb hours for deep work. Also, if you need to focus on your work, turn off notifications that are not essential. Next advice is to make the most of your workspace. Your workspace is more than just a place to sit. With it, you can improve your focus, productivity, and overall well-being. As well-organized, clutter-free environment can foster a sense of calm, reduce distractions, and enhance creative thinking. The next strategy is the most important, personally, even in your lifestyle, not just for entrepreneurship journey, is to know when to say no. It's not uncommon for entrepreneurs to be bombarded with opportunities, requests, and time demands. Therefore, learning to say no is critical to protect your schedule and concentrate on what matters. At the same time, you don't want to miss out on opportunities. So, I will give you here sometimes when it's okay to say no. Suppose it's not aligned with your goals, when requests do not support your goals. Politely decline them. Other case, when you are overcommitted, stretching yourself too thin is more harmful than under promising and over-delivering. The last strategy I will give it to you today is to take care of yourself and practice mindfulness. When it comes to time management, it's not just about working harder or faster. It's also about taking care of yourself and maintaining a positive outlook. For this reason, prioritize self-care activities such as exercising, meditating, and/or engaging in hobbies to avoid burnout and recharge your batteries. Practice mindfulness and present moment awareness to stay focused, grounded, and resilient. So, when it comes to time management, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. As such, experiment with different strategies to find what works best for you. Do not hesitate to adjust your plans as circumstances or needs change. You can also use some tools and apps that help you to manage time in your entrepreneurial journey. Do you like to know some of those tools? Stay tuned to discover them next. As I said, strategy is important, but having the right tools can also maximize your productivity. These tools are must-haves for entrepreneurs especially. The first app is Calendar. This scheduling tool does more than show appointments. You can integrate it with your existing calendars, share them, and create scheduling links. Additionally, it analyzes meeting patterns and suggests automated scheduling. Also, there is Trello to track tasks and deadlines. Rescue Time, it tracks how you spend your time and gives you insights to improve your productivity. Evernote and Notion, you can organize ideas and collaborate with your team by using note-taking apps. And there is more and more other tools. If you know other one efficient time management apps, please don't hesitate to share it with us. To conclude now, as an entrepreneur, time is more than just hours on the clock. It's the currency of opportunity. How you manage your time directly affects your productivity, stress levels, and ultimately the success of your businesses. It's important to note that time management is more than a practice. It's a mentality. It's a mindset. It's important to remember that though you cannot control time, you can control how you use it. When you use the right strategy, you will find yourself working harder and working smarter too, making the most of every opportunity. So, thanks for listening. That's all for this episode. If you enjoy it and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave rating and a review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Hanindari, as well as you can follow Arba on Instagram. Thanks again. Me, Hanindari, was with you in preparing and presenting this episode, proofreading, directing, and sound engineering by Mr. Ahmed Meher. See you next time. Bye-bye.